Today on Treasuring Mothers, I have a regular guest with me. Jodie Sargeson is a fitness and well-being expert, and she's going to be joining me once a month to give us some clues and hints into fitness and well-being. But I just wanted to have a chat to Jodie about her motherhood journey. Hello, Jodie. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Jenny. Thank you for having me in today.
Oh, no, that's great. It's really good just to have a bit more time to chat to you about where you've come from and how it's all come together for you. So tell me a little bit about your motherhood journey and how it all began.
Well, my motherhood journey began about 8 years ago. Well, a little bit over 8 years now. And I have two healthy young boys now, 6 and 8 years of age. But 8 years ago, motherhood journey was, you know, that blessing we just loved as a husband and wife partnership, our first little boy. It was just those exciting times. Life got a little bit challenging when I went to get back into my work as a wildlife ranger with a husband that's a fireman. We had often had to meet in the car park to transfer as my husband would be coming off night shift. I'd hand him over our child.
Oh, no, and off you go to work.
Yeah, off I go to work. So we were like those passing ships in the night. So there was definitely challenging times, but it wasn't really until baby number two, our beautiful little Alex, came along. He got whooping cough at age of 6 months. And so we were in and out of hospital. He was due to have his vaccinations, but we ended up in hospital at that time when he was due to actually have his vaccination. And it was a time that was very trying for our family. We thought our little boy was going to die numerous times. We were in and out of hospital.
I don't think we realise how bad whooping cough is because it's not something that happens much these days.
No, look, I think our generations are so fortunate for what we have in modern medicine these days. And, yeah, it really opened my eyes to the fact that these things can just be taken away from us. So, yeah, never take it for granted. Our health is everything. We live in a beautiful place.
Yes. Yes. So everything's all right now, of course. So tell me, what was the obviously this whooping cough era was quite a challenge for you, but how did it break down? What was it like?
Well, for us, from then on, Jenny, it was very challenging because Alex was unwell. He just we knew he'd be okay, but he was just unwell. He was always sick, always had fevers, picked up every germ. And so we just found ourselves exhausted. We got no sleep. We'd be lucky to have maybe 4 hours of broken sleep one night. So to try and then function to go back to being a wildlife ranger was really challenging. At that time, I was also a fitness trainer. I've been a fitness trainer for about 15 years now, and I was always doing that on the side of being a wildlife ranger. And so for me, it became apparent that being a wildlife ranger, it was time to have a bit of leave without pay. And I pursued the fitness thing. I was able to go and take one or two group fitness sessions for other ladies in my community that were struggling like me, and that led me to become specialised in mother's fitness particularly. Yeah, so it was a bit of a blessing to be able to take that on and just park my other position for a period of time. What became apparent though, Jenny, through that was the need for this. How many others like myself were really having a hard time to find motivation to be well, to find time for themselves. So I absolutely, it just sparked something off in me. So I did further research and study and growth into those areas, and it became my career. It became my business. I wasn't looking to have a business in this, but I opened up Perfect Fit for Ladies, my business around that, and it created a new hope.
Yes. Well, isn't it interesting how when you get to the end of yourself or you're challenged to that absolute end degree and you think, oh, how can I possibly keep on going? It's at that moment that you start thinking there must be another way to do life. And your journey is evidence of that, that all of a sudden a whole new vista opened up for you.
Oh, it absolutely did. And that is where my hope and my prayer was answered. I prayed and prayed and prayed. I hadn't been to church for a lengthy period of time. I had a big break from a young age, but it just opened up new doors for me, not only in where I was going with my career, with my family life, but with the whole thing and with my relationship with my husband and the opportunity in community to just let that little ripple of health and well-being flow. Mm. So it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah. Yeah, Jodie, I really appreciate your frankness in that, because I know when my mum died, I was only 16 when she died, but I'm so grateful now looking back that I had that sense of God with me and being close during the difficult times. And sometimes it feels like it's through the difficult times and you're at the end of yourself that you have to rely on God, don't you?
That was my only hope, Jenny.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it has been the most challenging time of my life, and I did hit those moments of hopelessness and how am I going to find my way out of this and be a productive member of the community and, you know, all these things, all these boots that we try and fulfill as parents in our work, in our home, and all of those areas just came together through this journey. So it's been a blessing in disguise. Yeah.
Well, it's so good to talk to you today, Jodie, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you with your fitness and wellbeing segment coming up on Treasuring Mothers. And it's clear that women and mothers are your passion, and so I'm so glad that you're with us in this journey.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Jenny. I can't wait to share more.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jodie. And that's Jodie Sargeson, our fitness and wellbeing expert, who's our regular guest on Treasuring Mothers. To hear more from Jodie, head to treasuringmothers.com and look for the podcast. This is Jenny Baxter with you, and I'm so glad you're with us on Treasuring Mothers. Bye for now.